I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Connecticut Garden Journal. When I say hibiscus, most gardeners think of the shrubby plant we see outdoors in warmer climes like Florida. This shrub is beautiful, but isn't hardy in our area. But another hibiscus is, and it's showing off right now. The perennial or hardy hibiscus is a showstopper. The plant grows 3 to 6 feet tall and wide and produces whopping 8 to 12 inch diameter flowers. The perennial hibiscus is hardy to zone 4, so grows well around the state. Unlike its woody tropical cousin, it's an herbaceous perennial, meaning it dies back to the ground in winter. Be patient with hardy hibiscus. It sometimes takes a while to emerge in spring. But once it gets going, it can put on a show seemingly overnight by late summer. Some good varieties to grow include Lord Baltimore, the diminutive Lunar Red, Rose or White, and Copper King. I particularly like Copper King because it has burgundy-colored leaves making the plant attractive even when it's not in bloom. Plant hardy hibiscus in full or part sun. They're pretty forgiving plants, but do need well-drained soil. Amend the soil with compost annually. For first-year plants, consider mulching the roots in late fall with straw or bark mulch to protect them in winter. Give them room to grow, planted in a hedgerow or perennial flower border. I've noticed our hardy hibiscus likes to self-sow in the garden. After a few years, I see new plants popping up among the perennials. It's nice to have new plants, but regardless of the original plant's flower color, I've noticed the new seedlings all flower red. Next week on the Connecticut Garden Journal, I'll be talking about wildflower meadows. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.